Welcome to the Golf Betting Show, which covers the 2015 US Open this week. It's Steve Bamford here from Golf Betting System. I take it that you are well. 10 minutes to take you through the 2015 US Open, which is taking place on the Puget Sound at Chambers Bay Golf Course. A proper links test, or so it would seem, until you realise that the course was only actually completed in 2007. And built by Trent Jones Jr. It looks and feels like a golf course that's been there for hundreds of years, but it isn't. It's man-made, but it really will play as a links test, and it's going to play extremely long. The US Open, always renowned for how difficult the scoring can be. It's always the toughest golf tournament of any PGA Tour season. And you get the feeling that this year isn't going to be particularly different. There are rumours that the course is scorable, but it's certainly going to play very firm and fast. So any scoring under par is sure to get players really in the mix this week. Let me take you through this week's actual predictor model, our US Open predictor model. Don't forget, for non-regulars, Golf Betting System is our website. We've been in existence now for 7 years, giving free betting previews, tips, statistics. We also have a Golf Betting System Facebook group with around 2,500 golf mad punters throwing ideas and tips around on all tournaments each and every week. I'll take you through the top 10 of the predictor model, a really neat statistical tool for taking a field of say 156 this week and bring it down to a smaller number of players. Just before I go through the names, worth pointing out that all bookmakers have gone 6 places each way this week apart from Boyle Sports. 10 is Rory McIlroy, the world number one, 8-1 with 888 Sport. 9, Kevin Na, 100-1 with Paddy Power. 8, Hideki Matsuyama, 35-1 with Paddy Power. 7, Phil Lefty Mickelson, 18-1, available right now at Sporting Bet. 6, Jason Day, 40-1 with Betfred. Top 5, Matt Kuchar, 55-1 with Sky Bet at 5. 4, Jimmy Walker, 40-1, available with Betfair Sports. 3 is Jordan Spieth, 9-1 with 888 Sport. 2, Dustin Johnson, 22-1 with Bet365. And number 1 is Brandt Snedeker, available at 45-1 with Bet365. So that's Brandt Snedeker, Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Jimmy Walker, Matt Kuchar. Fact of the matter is, and I'm going to take you through Paul Williams' long shot tips in a short while, big name players always get in the mix when it comes to the US Open. You might remember last year, Eric Compton was available at 500. Yes, 500-1 prior to the event starting. Michael Thompson in 2012 finished second. He was 500-1. We had Robert Garrigus and Kevin Chappell, 300 and 500-1 respectively, finished third at Congressional in 2011. Gregory Havre, 500-1 in 2010 behind GMAC. 2009, 225-1 winner. It just happens. That's the US Open. So if we're looking for longer prices, statistically, Kevin Na is 100-1. He's sitting there at 9th, as you know. Mark Warren, 16th, 300-1. Francesco Molinari, 18 in the predictor model, 100-1. 19 is George Coetzee, 275-1 with Stan James. We've got a few 80-1 shots after that. An Byung-Hun, Keegan Bradley and Chris Kirk, and Brandon Grace really is a huge punt this week. Available 125-1 with Coral, 5 places each way. If you're looking now for 6, you're only going to grab 110-1 with Sporting Bet. Grace is the punt of the week in terms of long shots. Tony Finau, another that's really got some interest around him this week, 200-1 with Paddy Power. Those are some names for you. Take you through Paul's long shots. We always have dedicated long shot tips at the four major championships. He's going for 2 that he's got great interest in. Mark Leishman, half a point each way, 100-1 with Bet Victor. Leishman, who's had a traumatic time of it of late with his wife basically having just a 5% chance of survival this year, but she's fought back, got through that, put everything in perspective for the Australian, who at 100 to 1 has to be a decent shout. He's actually top 10 in three of the four major championships. He's that kind of player. If you remember, he did well at Augusta the year that Adam Scott won. Leishman, just the kind of player that might sneak in to the action this week on a long course, a tough course that's sure to suit. So Mark Leishman, half a point each way at 100 to 1 with Bet Victor. And then Paul had to, didn't he? Brandon Grace, half a point. And as I said earlier, half a point each way. He tipped him up with Bet365. That 125 is long gone. 100 to 1 there with Bet365. If you're still looking for 125 to 1, it's only available at Coral. That's five places each way right now, Wednesday morning. 110 to 1, Sporting Bet. The only place at the moment where you're getting six each way, 110 to 1, Sporting Bet. They are standalone on that. He's also going for a couple of first round leader market punts. Michael Putnam, the local lad, half a point each way, first round leader, 150 to 1 with Coral. Charlie Hoffman, half a point each way, first round leader, 100 to 1 with Bet Victor. So that's Hoffman and Putnam. Paul's US Open long shots and first round leader commentary is available naturally at Golf Betting System. Just pump that into your search engine or something like US Open Tips or Golf Betting Tips. You will find us. Okay. On to my main tips this week. What do I think is really important? It's going to play firm and fast. You're going to need to be creative in terms of both your approach shots, but also in terms of your scrambling. Three putt avoidance on these massive fast greens is going to be absolutely key. There's no doubt about that. So I'm looking for strong putters. I'm looking for players that are long. I think length will be an advantage. It's being confirmed. It's not as... You know, on a golf course that's playing anywhere between 7,500 yards and 7,800 yards, and there are eight par fours of over 450 yards. Don't forget, this golf course is a par 70, but it's very, very flexible. The USGA Executive Director, Mike Davis, can do a hell of a lot to this golf course. He can change the length of 10 holes during tournament play, and he will do. So we're looking for players that are flexible. We're looking for players that are creative. We're looking for players that might not be metronomic because, you know, I've read Phil Mickelson's interview yesterday. This isn't going to be a metronomic GIR shootout. It's all going to be about creativity and being able to handle the firm, fast conditions. That is a fact. So before I take you through my four tips, worth pointing out, Golf Betting System, we've got a Betway exclusive, treble the odds for new customers on anyone in the US Open field. That's a GBS exclusive. You can only access that promotion via Golf Betting System. Click on our Betway link. So that's treble the odds on anyone in the US Open field. So that's fantastic for punting on any of the top six in the betting this week. 888 Sport have exactly the same deal. The only difference with 888 Sport, it's win only or place only. With Betway, you can bet win or each way. So Betway... only available via Golf Betting System, that exclusive deal. And 888 Sport, treble the odds. Two really key deals this week that you can take advantage of via Golf Betting System. Okay, tips. I'm going for Phil Mickelson. 2 points each way, 18 to 1 with Sporting Bet. For Mickelson, who's going for his own Grand Slam this week. Next up, the big, long-hitting and coastal-loving Dustin Johnson. 2 points each way. 22 to 1 with Bet365. Jimmy Walker's next on my hit list, a point each way at 40 to 1 available with Betfair Sports. And finally, the predictor model number one, Brand Snedeker, a point each way available 45 to 1 with Bet365 on Brand Snedeker. Loves coastal golf, loves Lynx golf, a decent record at both the US Open and the Open Championship. So Brand Snedeker, a point each way at 45 to 1 with Bet365. A lot of value in that. Jimmy Walker, when it comes to West Coast golf at the moment, the guy is explosive. Second on his last outing at the Byron Nelson Championship. He just loves playing out west. A point each way, 40 to 1 with Bet Victor on Jimmy Walker. Finally, of course, Dustin Johnson and Phil Lefty Mickelson. Those are my four to follow this week. Thanks for listening to this week's Golf Betting Show. Next week, the Travelers Championship. I hope you enjoyed the show, and goodbye. Thank you.